fine fly downness of the fine spiritual perception, telepathy, levitation and teleportation. Translation by Marianne Olinger, the 7th of October, 2014. Only the natural world that exists in material and fine fluidal form corresponds to the reality, and also only in the reality is the effect of truth pre-given. Therefore the truth can nowhere else be found than in the reality itself. All of this says that the natural world not only has a material reality and truth, but also a fine fluidal reality and truth. Thereby, fine fluidalness, which is a fine fluidal consciousness energetical factor, has effectively to be understood as a high fine fluidalness, because it corresponds to a purely spirit energetical nature that is formed manifold times finer than the fine fluidalness that builds a symbiosis with the purely material. At the present time, the human being of Earth is not yet able to comprehend, measure and make cognizable fine fluidal energies by physical means, although he/she is certainly able to detect some fine fluidal signals. The reason for this lies in the fact that one kind of energy changes into another, or rather an energy conversion signal is triggered at the magnetic vector, that is to say, at the magnetic flux density. From the fine fluidal energies also proceed electric and magnetic signals, whose outcoming effects can be observed and registered. The fine fluidal energies, which are connected with the human being, are brought forth, that is created by the human being himself/herself, and as a result, the size and amount of electrons increases. And if the fine fluidal energy is triggered by the human being, then he/she is also able to consciously steer the flow of this energy, in which case the interaction, that is the mutual imprinting between the consciousness and the electrons, is effective over very great distances. Fundamentally, the fine fluidal energies follow completely different laws than is the case with the material energies. The fine fluidal energies show other and unique characteristics if they are emitted or radiated. In addition to this, it also has to be explained that there is not only one kind of fine fluidal energy, but there are several. Consequently, each kind of fine fluid also expands in a completely different space-time realm. These different realms correspond to different reality levels, such as those different ones which are purely humanly determined, as well as those that stand in connection with the fine spiritual perceptions that derive from the realm of the spiritual jmut. The fine fluidal energy that flows out of the highest realm is therefore the one that flows out of the spiritual jmut realm, via the spiritual into the material subconsciousness and then finally gets into the material consciousness. So this fluidal energy practically flows from the top downwards. In a human fine fluidal realm, each fine fluidal level makes some kind of transparent copy level available for the next following level. If then the fine fluidal energy enters the next level, it adjusts to this level, informs and also teaches it. On each of these levels completely other laws are given, and namely because the energy gets more and more compact, and indeed the lower it is, therefore the densest level corresponds to the physical realm. The fine fluidal level lies directly above the physical level. The energies of the fine fluidal levels permeate all levels of the material existence and at the same time they form, according to the polarity principle, the atoms and molecules which fundamentally build the coarse material. The consciousness of the human being interacts with the lowest fine fluidal level, as well as with those that lie above it. Through that, patterns are created that are responsible for the material world and that act like a power field that connects the human being with the energy level next to him/her. Thereby the physical level fills a positive space-time frame that is mainly electromagnetic and in which, like with a magnet, the opposites attract each other. Thereby the potential decreases with time, whereas a condition results that indeed appears to be regulationless, however is in truth well regulated. The fine fluidal level, however, is a realm of negative space-time that corresponds to a very high electromagnetic form and, contrary to a magnet, attracts the same. The potential of the well-regulated regulationlessness decreases with time, for which reason everything becomes clearer.